Hey everyone, I'm Mark.
And I'm Alex.
And this is Final Stop for Final Fantasy Talks. Welcome everyone to episode 46. We are going to continue in Final Fantasy X. Where we left off was, well, we got to Kilika, but so did Sin, and so Sin destroyed Kilika, or most of it, and Yuna did her sending and all that stuff. And so we're going to obviously continue here. It kind of just goes on. Titus talks about, it was the whole part with Titus kind of not really understanding what sending even is, and, you know, mm-hmm. I had to ask Lulu, of course, something else that Lulu kind of says too before we ended within that scene was, you know, she was like, you know, we're gonna stick with her, protecting her till the end. He's like, what's the end? Dude, yeah, I mean, exactly. Come on, man. Like, you can only use this Sin toxin for so long. That's just, what a stupid question. Even if you don't know it, it's like, dude, we're leaving on a pilgrimage. What's the end? Anyone can just put together probably the end of the pilgrimage. Duh.
Yeah. But I mean, what's so funny about this is I just find it interesting that, you know, for so long, Titus doesn't really understand the full implications of what the end means. Yes. You know, like, they're just kind of like, oh, well, until she defeats Sin. But he doesn't know what's also going to happen when they defeat Sin. Exactly. And that's the thing, when you play through it again, you know that every time he brings up something stupid like that, they all hurt on the inside. They're just like, man, we don't want to have to explain this over and over.
There was something we did actually forget to mention in the last episode was we did talk about the power room on SS Leaky where the, you know, the chocobos were there and all that stuff. We did forget to mention the Albed Primer 3. It was in the notes. I think we just got too caught up on the hysterical idea of chocobos running in a wheel powering a ship. But anyways, third Albed Primer is down there. It's actually not easy to see. If you just walk into that power room, you can't really see. You can maybe see a tiny bit of a corner. You actually have to walk down, and they're like, oh, there it is.
And luckily, that one's not missable. So I think after you progress the story a little bit, you can actually go back on that, or later on in the game.
Right.
But yeah, regardless, after those scenes, Titus just wakes up at the inn, and then the first thing you have to do, I'm sorry, this is just classic line in Final Fantasy X, talk to the little kid running around in circles, because he'll tell you that he's going to be a blitzball when he grows up.
Yeah, so. Dude. Just floating along, you know, getting hit and passed, all that kind of stuff, a blitzball.
Man, he's got some high dreams there.
You can be whatever you want in this life, kid. You want to be a ball? Go for it.
Yeah.
So obviously, typo was they forgot to put in player, but yes. Funny stuff.
It's just a classic. It's like one of those classic typos in this game.
Yes. Well, there's a few other buildings that we can go around and some few treasures to pick up as well. So obviously they're kind of just, you know, go to whatever one you want. But to the right of the inn is kind of like a pub. And there is the Albed Primer 4 on the table there. Now, also, if you do save the girl, the little kid that's kind of like in the wreckage, you know, you drive by, it like it falls down and Titus saves the kid. If you did that before going to the pub, you go in there, then there'll also be that reward, which is, well, what you need to do.
Yep.
Yep. So just get that ether there. And yeah, I mean, there's some other stuff. There's that one dude. I forget who it is. Isn't he a blitzball player? But
yeah, it's either Iskin or Larbite, but he's the one suffering from the toxin. I know where you're going with this. He's in a pretty bad mood.
Yeah, he's not very nice. It's terrible.
You go in there and basically, you know, you even talk to him and he basically tells you, like, go away, you know, stop. I'm not a show or something like that. So,
dude has a point, though. That's normal behavior for any random stranger walking into most people's house. Is what are you doing here? It's not like, welcome, take whatever you need.
Yeah. Just stand there looking at you.
Yeah, exactly. And so there's a potion or a chest with three potions actually in there. And of course, the whole little idea of what we need to do here is we got to go. Datto comes up, lets us know we got to go find Waka. And so they're like pounding on a bunch of wreckage. It doesn't seem to actually like just where they're hitting with hammers and stuff. Like, this serves no purpose whatsoever. You guys aren't fixing anything.
And there's a guy, I think one of them is like sawing as well. And it makes no sense. They're like, They're trying to rebuild the walkway or something like that, but
Yeah.
doing a pretty bad job of it, so.
Yeah, well, it seems that they're not really great at anything. I love how, too, when they hop down, he says, "Orcs, huddle!" And they hop down, they all kind of do like the same little animation, like little, like, I don't know, toes down ballerina hop down. They just do that. But anyways, yeah, so Waka says that, we're going to head to the temple to pray. Titus, man, he's just all doom and gloom here. I mean, he has experienced quite a bit, but, he's just like, is it right? Right time. It's the only time. It's like, yeah, I guess it's now or never for the Aurochs, isn't it?
Oh, exactly. I mean, I think it's just the way that it is in Spira, where sin comes around, he destroys cities, he destroys towns, a bunch of people die, and the only thing that they have to distract themselves from all of this is Blitzball.
Heavy drinking. Oh wait,
So,
yep, yeah, Blitzball. Yep,
well, I
absolutely.
mean, yeah, they got the pub as well. They have multiple options to deal with it, but yeah, it's just one of those things where he's kind of like, is this really the time? And all that stuff.
Right.
So.
Well, it's hard to miss, but there is an old lady at the beginning, kind of towards the entrance to the dock area, and she's the shop merchant. She does have some things. It is new, right? But it's like nothing that's really particularly good. I
No,
mean,
it's just better than
better than
nothing.
what
Like
you
a lot
have,
of.
or just something, right? Because a lot of the characters probably won't have anything in their equipment slots.
That's what I usually do. I mean, so basically all she has is every weapon she has just has sensor on it, which can be kind of nice, maybe get like
Couple people
the
with it.
like the Kavtar scope for Lulu or something like that, just so she has sensor.
Yep.
And then the armor just all has HP plus 5. So really, for someone like Lulu, it's only maybe going to give her like 25 HP.
Yeah, but again,
And
it's also just, every character most likely will not have an armor piece or a weapon piece, so just some options there if you want to fill out. But regardless, again, you can walk around, you can talk to the people. I mean, it's essentially just a kind of realizing, we got to rebuild, it's whatever, life goes on kind of a deal. And so we are moving on. We're going to go into the jungle. It's kind of interesting. You got the little port and then you got the actual temple jungle, right? Of good old Kilika.
Exactly. I mean, this is one of my favorite places, though. It's just I think the early like jungle places and the tropical island feel is really cool. And then on top of that, you got one of my favorite OSTs in the game. It's called Calm Before the Storm. And you probably recognize this one, right? Like from throughout the game.
Oh yeah, no, this one's definitely used around. Real good, kind of just uplifting for like I'm just taking a stroll through the woods, no big deal.
Exactly. And it's a really nice one to play throughout the game.
Yes.
But and you get a really funny scene after that, right? When you walk on a little bit.
Isn't she like, I want you to be my guardian or something like that? And Titus is like, oh, and there's a good old Waka, man. Everyone just, yeah, everyone's very supportive of this decision.
But up against fiends,
What
he's
is
a
it?
newbie.
Hey, he may be a Blitzball ace kid, but or Blitz kid or something like that, but up against fiends, he is a newbie. It's like, dude, you literally were so
Exactly.
impressed with us. We killed one wolf and you said we have potential, and now all of a sudden we're just a newbie here. And I love the little phrase in this area, right? So if you get into battles in Kilika and you swap this Titus in, it doesn't matter, who you swap out, you just tie him in. And sometimes he'll be like, newbie here, and then Waka's sorry.
Yeah, I love the way Waka does that. Sorry. So funny. Yeah, the quotes are actually really funny in battle too. There's a bunch of them. But yeah, basically this is kind of an interesting scene because Yuna wants Titus to be her guardian, and then after Waka says all that, he basically like throws
Okay,
water on her
well,
idea just
if
completely.
not a guardian, then I just want him nearby. It's like, oh yeah, they got the
Everybody's
sparks flying.
reaction.
They need to go rent that room back at Kilika, what's left of it.
Seriously, they got that connection going, and now that Yuna thinks like she believes even more strongly that Titus is Jack's son,
Yeah.
so they kind of that like connection thing going where obviously Jax was Braska's guardian, and she's asking Titus to be her guardian, and she actually believes he's from Xanarcan and all that stuff, so.
Yeah. So yeah, I mean, it makes sense. It's one of those scenes where I think they translated it and got the essence the best they could, because it clearly does not match up what is said, you know, in their actual little in-game movements and all that stuff. It's, you know, like, for instance, it's when Tyze is like, no need to apologize. I'm just really not sure what's going on. Like, you know, they have to really pause and stretch that out. So I really do wonder what was said here, because, I mean, this is the time with Waka's face. It's like, you know, like crazy, what? You know, all this stuff. And so it's pretty funny. But yeah, no, it would. It's like, yeah, what's the big idea, guys? Like, this is a pretty easy comparison of why you'd want to keep this kid around. I mean,
this is
possibly Jet's son. You guys know about, you know, her father. How do you not know about Tyze?
That's
father,
a good
Jet.
Point, though. Because I never, like, I always kind of thought his mouth movements didn't really match what he was actually saying at that part. So that's an interesting perspective to think about, maybe the translation of it.
Yes. Well, regardless, the kid stays. Imagine that. They're like, sorry, no, you got to go home. It's like, well, game over.
Go all the way back to Pasay, buddy.
His story ended pretty quick. But yeah, so here at this point is, you know, you got the save sphere right there. That's kind of your nice little healing spot. And so you can walk around, you can battle. It's a pretty linear path. You at least have little branches and stuff you can go down to. So just kind of, if we're heading just right, so if you turn right there at the very beginning, there are a couple of mana spheres down there. So that's pretty cool. I mean, I think I'll probably use one of them on my Waka just so I can actually use his abilities more than twice.
Yeah, and then if you go a little bit further on, there's, you know, basically like that, it's like a four-way intersection. You go on a little bit from that, you get into a little tutorial battle where Lulu's just like, Kimari, why don't you use Lancet on it?
All right, why don't you try to use Lancet on it? It's like, I'm sorry, did you learn the fiend's way of fighting, or did Kimari? Why are you instructing him? What's up?
Yeah, it's one of those things where they hold your hand through and teach you how it works. Yeah. So, basically, Kimari, and it's not unique to him, but it is at this point in the game, has an ability called Lancet that, as you know, is basically like Absorb, right? So it takes a little bit of HP, bit of MP.
I also thought it was quite strange on how much MP it absorbs from the very beginning. I mean, dude, it's sucking out like 90 MP, which, of course, you don't really need any. But again, Waka has 10 MP and Lancet, from the get-go, siphons, you know, again, 90. That's pretty crazy.
Yeah. No, it is. It's actually a pretty good ability. But when Kimari uses it, he actually learns a new overdrive ability. So he's kind of like the blue mage of the game.
Yeah, and this one is, well, you get this one, it's Seed Cannon. And so it just
kind of... Seed Cannon,
It kind of, you know, walks you through it. No, it's not very good. And with that, too, in the overdrive, so you do see that... You know, there's his jump. And so once again, going back to our little duel, it's like, dude, you're using jump every other turn here. How are you getting an overdrive? Just ridiculous. It's pretty funny to think about. But yes, and so one thing also to note about Kimari's obviously is if you do use Lancet on something and it has something he can learn, he instantly gets an overdrive. And so that's just kind of a cool little thing to do and to know about. So
that is one nice thing. And actually, while we're on the topic of Kimari, we haven't really talked about how you can develop Kimari, right? So, like, how are you... Well, actually, now that I think about it, I'm not even sure if Kimari is part of your four...
He is, yep. So we're going to go with Kimari, absolutely.
Uh-huh. And how are you going to develop him?
Yeah, I don't know. See, that's the thing. Well, because on kind of just the topic of, you know, you brought up how to develop Kimari, it's always an interesting thing, right? Because... If you're just using the standard board, which I am this time, he is kind of the only one that is just stuck in no man's land. You know, you could, like, quote-unquote, develop his board, which is just kind of that center, but eventually you got to choose a route, otherwise you're just never going to learn or grow much. So at least for this challenge with the four man, since he is it, I'm going to pick up using Steel, because you know, without Riku, I definitely at least want to have that. And then after that, I'm not sure. I thought about taking Tyze's route, but then I'm also just thinking, like, the whole point of choosing less characters was to, you know, have less abilities, at least in the very beginning. And so, I don't know. I haven't decided that yet, but he's an interesting character for sure, because, I mean, no matter what, if you use all the characters and use him, you need to decide which route to take him, you know? It's basically you're going to have two of some character's board, essentially.
Right, and it's just interesting the way that, you know, as you said, Kimari's sphere grid is so unique in that it's positioned right in the middle, And if you look at all the nodes that he has on that grid too, they're very it's very balanced.
Yeah, it
Like,
is.
he'll get defense plus two, a little bit of agility, a little bit of magic, et cetera, et cetera. But he never really gets that strong in any one thing if you keep him there. So I think he kind of becomes a little bit redundant that way. But I
Yeah.
agree with you, where recently I've been taking him down Riku's path as well, just because steel and use are so useful. And then on top of that, he gets a ton of HP and agility. So.
Yeah, that'll be interesting to see how that goes with only four characters, you know. It's like
I think it's a solid choice.
yeah, he'll turn into kind of the tank for a while that I can just leave in there
Right.
for quite a while. So, kind of some interesting things to think about, obviously, with the whole sphere grid, and of course, once we start getting some key spheres, we'll have to kind of talk about that too when that happens, which is actually not too far out. But
Yeah, it's
anyway,
coming
so
up.
back into the woods, we took that right path. So let's go ahead. If you head left, there's a couple like little main little paths at this, but there's kind of like a little side path that goes north again, and there is a scout there, which, you know, just obviously has sense on one of Waka's blitz balls, so that's kind of cool to have. And then
But it
there's some
also has Ice Strike, which is really nice at this stage. You
right, it
can
does.
get the overkill the bees.
Yep, bees are weak to ice, that is right. So good there. Of course, around here there are just soldiers all over. So just always get in the habit of talking to everyone, you know, just because you do get some items. So the soldiers near the next intersection, kind of on this whole left side, are, you know, you can get a remedy from them. So we're getting a few of those. Of course, there's the main thing that, you know, is kind of just right in the middle of the path. Really hard to miss it, but we got Luzu and Gaara standing by this big old fiend, which clearly they're not feeling threatened, but it's Lord Achu, right? What is it, Lord of the Wood
Yeah.
or something like that?
Yeah, a classic type of enemy from Final Fantasy. Goes pretty much all the way back as far as I know. I mean, they've had an
Yeah.
Ochu in nearly every Final Fantasy. But yeah, it is kind of funny they're standing there like with their back to him, just not scared,
Yeah,
like
they're
he
like,
can't
oh,
hear
he's
him or
good, man.
something.
He's docile as long as you don't actually walk right up to him.
Yeah. So basically you go up and then, they're just like, company, halt.
Yeah,
And
company help.
yeah, it's Luzu and Gaara, so they're kind of annoying, but you see them throughout the game for a little bit here.
Yes.
And yeah, basically you can challenge this guy, right?
Yeah, naturally you can go ahead and just fight him. It's like, screw you, man. We don't need your warnings. We got this. And so you do get into the battle here. So for things right off the bat is Lulu is probably, I'd say, single-handedly the best character against it, because just he's weak
Definitely.
to fire, so fires do, I don't
Yep.
know, like 300 damage or something like that. They do quite a
Yeah,
bit.
almost 400.
Yeah, so definitely a solid tactic to have Lulu in there all the time. And after that, I mean, it's just what? I mean, your fast attackers are great. They help out. You know, you will get poisoned, so having antidotes going out kind of negates that a little bit, but
Unfortunately, he's not susceptible to darkness, so Waka's dark attack won't do anything.
right.
Like what you just said, his basic attack will poison you 100% of the time. So it's kind of a case of just keeping Lulu in there, keeping poison off her primarily, because the other ones, if they get poisoned, you can sometimes just switch them out,
Yep,
somebody who hits
rotate them
it.
out a little bit.
Right. And then you kind of get to the trick of this battle, which is once you drop him down to a little under 2000 HP, he falls asleep.
Yes.
And then he
Yeah.
has regen.
And then yeah, then he regenerates health. It's like, great. That's
Yeah,
fantastic.
really sucks because he actually regens quite a bit if you leave him. There's a trick to this. Don't attack him because he counters it with, if he wakes up, he counters with Earthquake, which does quite a bit. So what I like to do is summon Vellifor here.
Yeah, because I mean, put two and two together, right? Vellifor is flying, and you know, Earthquake is earth damage, so just completely
Right.
misses. It's immune, and I mean, at that point, I mean, Vellifor has fire as well, so you could just keep it in
Yep.
and keep unloading, and then you know, slowly just build up that boost and finish it off that way. If or not with boost, with overdrive, finish it off with an overdrive and pretty good chance to overkill.
Yeah, that's what I always do with this. You really do want to overkill this guy because if you do, you get two. It's either going to be MP spheres, which are the common drop. I think they're probably, like a 80 or 90% chance. And
Right.
rarely you can get two HP spheres, which is really, really nice if you can get them. But regardless, MP spheres are really cool because they will fill an empty node in the sphere grid with MP plus 40.
Yeah, 40.
And
That's insane.
Which is crazy. Yeah, like talk about Waka needing MP, Tidus needing MP, things like that. Perfect for that. The HP spheres are really nice too because they'll fill a Neptune node with HP plus 300, which is awesome.
Well, yeah, and I mean that's the other thing too is, obviously overkill is you just get an extra one. So I mean
Exactly.
you could do that, dude, and imagine putting both on Lulu. I mean, you just gave her 600 health. That's
There you
insane.
go. Yeah, or I mean, it pretty much turns Lulu and Yuna like they no longer have low HP anymore. You know, they'll have like 600 or 700.
So of course that, can't really say HP or MP are the worst ones. It's just, I mean, they're both gonna be great. Either way, depending on how you want to use them. And so, yeah, definitely try to get an overkill. After you defeat it, it's like, whoa, it's like a summoner or guardians. Very impressive. Or something like
Exactly. Yep, you got it.
that, And you do get an elixir, so that is a pretty sweet thing to get. I mean, we've
Yeah.
gotten plenty of high potions, remedies, ethers, elixir, so we're kind of really starting to build up our stockpile as usual.
And then Gata does his annoying little chant when he's walking, like, young crusaders gather around, filthy sin into the
Yep,
ground.
he's a warrior.
It's like, go away, man.
I mean, personally, I thought that moment was very intense because I thought he saw through our disguise and knew what we were up to because we're definitely up to something. But he didn't notice it, so it's all good.
You're not hiding anything, are you?
Of course I am, dude. Hiding everything. Secret agent. All right, well, at this point, you still have some more walking around to do. So there is some more items here. So the high potions and another guy at the next intersection. So again, kind of just look for him. And then it's what? It's a Lux sphere right at the end of the path.
Oh, yeah. It's a Lux sphere. Kind of if you just go all the way to the end of the main path, and then there's this little kind of like hidden path behind the trees to the left. And Lux sphere at this point can't do anything with it yet. It's kind of like the ones we just talked about, where basically you use it on an empty node and it'll turn that node into a luck plus four. But unfortunately, luck nodes aren't activated with the normal power, mana, speed, anything like that. So we gotta wait for a special sphere on that.
Yes, so best is to just save it unless you plan on going back to that spot you put it at, because by the time
Yeah,
you get the
no.
next sphere to activate it, it's going to be a little bit. But yeah, so head on up to the temple and we get a nice little cutscene here. These steps have a history, Lord O'Hanlon trained here at this peak. So, race, is it? Think you can win? Or so, I don't know, but it's all ridiculous, man.
No, I love that part. Yeah, it's like you see what is it, Dado and
Like maybe Letty.
Letty
They're like
doing their
stretching.
stretch. He's yeah, they're just sitting there like
Like, we're gonna beat you, kid. Like, well, yeah, we'll see, I guess.
Yeah, I don't know how they came up with that laugh like
Oh, dude, they
sound
just told
bite.
him to go record, and they're like, just do a nice little, like, French evil laugh. Yeah, no, I don't know. But so Yuna wants to join in. She's like, heck yeah, I'm gonna do it. And then she kicks him off, only she cheats. Huh? Titus, you
Didn't see
better
that one
watch out,
coming.
man. Once a cheater, always a cheater. That's all I'm gonna say.
Man.
So. But she goes up and then they're like, hey, and then, that was it for Titus. He's like, man, I'm not even gonna race anymore. Screw this.
Yeah.
Yeah, because at that point you control and it's like, oh, there's no point. But I know that one of our favorite things of talking or sound bites right here was Lulu. Because if you go talk to Lulu after this whole little race thing happened, she goes, kids. Kids. It just does that over and over. It's just,
Yeah.
I don't know
You
why
need to
that
go
got
talk
us,
to
man.
Kamari. No, I always love that part. And then you can even go talk to Kamari and he just doesn't say anything. He just shakes his head like, man, those darn kids, I'm telling
Like,
you.
this is what I gotta protect? Unbelievable.
Yeah.
We're doomed. So.
Yeah. And if you keep going up those steps just a little bit further, it's boss time again. We got
Yes.
another Sin spawn. Pretty much they all come running down like, Sid.
Yep.
Now you gotta fight this
What is it?
like Sin spawn
Janoh?
Janoh.
Yeah,
Yeah,
Sin
something
Spawn
like that.
Janoh. Really, it doesn't look like much, right? I mean, just coming, it just kind of looks like I don't know, a pod of some sort, but then
Like
you
a
get the
pod.
creepy
Yeah.
tentacles, which are just massive, giant tentacles on other corner. It's pretty insane.
Yeah, a lot of the sin spawn in this game, they either look like crustaceans or bugs or something like
Yeah,
that, you know?
kind of an interesting take, but yeah, so the tactic here is to take out the tentacles first. It's a few hits each one. It's actually pretty quick and easy on
They
those.
only have like 450 HP, I think, each. So, yeah, not hard to take out.
No. And then at that point is when you go ahead and, everyone turns to attack the main boss, of course. A few things that it does use, it uses like Psy, right? And that attacks
Yeah.
everyone. You can also use Venom.
With this guy, your strategy is still pretty much the same. Have Lulu cast fire. He's weak to fire.
Yep.
If Vitus has haste, just have him use haste on Lulu, and then it's pretty much done deal. This guy has about 4,000 HP. So, and also don't bother worrying about trying to overkill him because all he drops is power spheres. So,
Yeah, not really
not
worth
a big
it.
deal.
And so, yep, you'll take it out, and Titus is just, dude, he is winded. He's like, oh, being a guardian is tiring. Hey, thought we'd break
Just
you in
figured out.
easier, eh?
But also, I mean, it's like, come on, dude. We've been fighting. Like, we've been fighting this whole time. You now just figuring out that being a guardian is
What
tiring,
do we gotta do? Fight
really?
things all the time? This is, what the heck did I sign up for? This is crap work, man. No pay
Yeah.
either. Yeah, no, it's maybe
And
not his cup of tea.
I love that part too, when it's like, you might have talent for this. That's some voice acting right there. So yeah, and then basically Lulu the tour guide, as usual, you
Yes.
guys have been noticing, like Lulu just literally explains everything for
Yeah.
us.
I mean, that's the thing. She gets so angry at Titus for not knowing anything, but it's like, but you're encouraging
She
this by
just
just
says
explaining everything anyway. So, come
it.
on.
Yeah. So it's not like we're asking.
Exactly.
So but this time I think he actually does, and she just explains that like sin spawn are essentially pieces of sin that I guess like fall off of his body and then
Yeah.
survive. And if you don't kill him quickly enough, he comes back from something like that. So.
Yep, so I want to take them out, and that's what it is. I think it's here also, like, there's a little bit more stairs that they're walking up, and Waka's just like, are there fiends, Zanarkand? And Ty's like, not much, but when it comes around, it's a big deal kind of deal. And he's like, hey, wait a second, I thought you didn't believe me on that.
Oh,
And then,
yeah.
dude, talk about a crazy idea Waka has, man. He's like, he's been thinking that maybe people that come in close contact with Sin, they're just transported away, not killed.
No, this was, I forgot to mention about it. This was a really interesting scene because then, Lulu just has to come in and pretty
Shuts
much
him down.
crush the poor guy's dreams again. And she's just like, amazing, simply amazing. One theory after the other, it goes on. It
Yeah.
basically goes on to explain that, he's
Chapu wasn't
trying to,
transported anywhere, man. His body was crushed and left on the shore.
right. He's trying to like hold out some kind of hope that Chapu's still alive out there, which is really sad because what has it been, years or something since that
Yeah.
happened?
Yeah, kind of using the situation that he now knows with a little bit more info from Titus or something to do that. But the dude's nuts, man. Like, seriously, they need to put him in a clinic. Thinking that Sin transports people? What the heck? Oh, wait,
Pops
no,
and got
he's
to you, bro.
actually not crazy, and that's ex literally exactly what's happened. So that's what it's like,
Yeah.
simply amazing. It's like, well, no, actually it is, and that's exactly what happened, is we got transported here, lady.
Yeah, it is interesting to think.
Yep.
But I mean, of course, she's Lulu's like the voice of reason, where she always has to come in and basically like shut down
Yeah,
Waka's
kids, get off the
crazy
bed, take
ideas.
off those boots. No, you're not gonna fly around the room like Tarzan hanging on the ceiling fan. She's the killjoy, man.
Yeah, she shoots him down as usual. This is a common thing with her, and
I
Waka,
can
she's
never
pretty
be what
brutal.
Chapu was.
Yeah.
Punches the ground, and all that stuff. So
Yeah.
anyways, yeah, so you gotta head up to the temple. We cross paths with some real cool cats. I like the music here. Da-na-na-na-na-na-na. Yep, and
It's like fighting music.
it's like for I don't know, pretty boys walking on up, and there's like that's lucre goers, or something like that, and they're like still planning to do your best.
Yeah, well, it's great because it's just like, what are you doing here? We came here to pray for victory. You here to pray as well? Us pray? Who needs to pray? The Luka goers always
We've
win.
been praying for some competition this year.
We got this script down, man. I'm telling you.
It pieces together once we get each other going. Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
So basically, I mean, yeah, these guys are the Luka dude goers. Yeah, the Luka goers. These guys suck. We're going to beat them.
Oh, yeah,
soon,
we're
going
to kick their butt, as what it is. But then they walk away, and what Titus is like, Yuna's like, something wrong? Like, they remind me of my father. Well, Sir Jet was a nice and kind man. And it's like,
well, not my Jet.
Amazing chick that your father or someone's father could be mean to them, but nice to you. Crazy, I know.
Exactly. She does not know. They have just two different perspectives of Jack, of course. You know, she was never even really around Jack like that.
True.
I don't think she knows about the issues that he had and things like that, which, of course, we'll find out more about later on in the story. But
yes, we are introduced first to a couple of new characters as soon as you walk into the main temple. And first off, I'm telling you guys, you did not walk in to a strip club. This is a temple, and this woman's name is Donna. And boy, you thought she had you going there for a minute. You're like, where did we just come into? Like, what's going on here? No, it's Donna. That's her fashion choice. And
she's got like a, almost a fishnet skirt on or something like that. You know what I mean?
Goodness. Where is Spirit at? No.
We didn't just walk into a church here right now, you know, pretty much temple.
Yes.
But yeah, anyways, you know, you have this very, very promiscuous looking woman coming out with a bodybuilder looking guy at the cloister trials.
Big old hunk of a guy.
And the very first thing she says, a summoner, are you?
Yeah. Oh, Xena girl.
who the heck
And
are you?
All these guardians, my dear, whatever were you thinking?
Quality over quantity, my dear.
Yes, she only has need of one guardian, and is that right?
Yeah.
Yes,
and we'll see how well that works out for later on in the game.
Yes, pretty
hint, hint. Not good.
Not good. And Donna, we just find out she's kind of a real jerk. She's very rude, very just boisterous and harping on. You know, Yuna sets her straight though. You know, and she's like, I wouldn't question of. You know, pointing out your flaws, okay, lady. Yeah. So how about you just leave us in peace and go? And she's like, fine, whatever. Barthello, we're leaving. And so, yes, Barthello. What a name. What's that guy? Unbelievable. But they head on out, and here we go, right? We're able to go into the cloister. Wrong. Everyone gets on the lift. They even let Titus go so far as to stand with them, right? They're like, oh, yeah, come on, buddy. And then just gets the shove up. Hey, what gives?
You're not a guardian yet.
Yeah, so it's like, we'll try to be back soon, okay? Yeah, soon.
Yeah.
Like 2 days soon, I bet.
Tomorrow soon, I bet. And this is a really funny scene because basically you're just left there standing. You have control of Titus. And so, you know, I remember the first time playing this, I was like, okay, you know.
Yeah, you can walk off the lift, walk
now?
Right back on. Yeah, nothing happens.
Nothing happens, and then of course, and who knows why they're coming back, but for whatever reason, Donna and Barthello come back in the cloister, just like, isn't that forbidden or something?
Yeah, that is kind of strange. Why did they come back? I mean, they just got out, so clearly they're finished. Yuna's going in, so it's kind of like, what would be the purpose of going back in there? Let's make sure that they got down the lift, okay? I mean,
It's forbidden. But basically, you know, they're just pretty much like, where's Yuna? Oh, she went down to the cloister, and why are you here? Well, I'm not a guardian, so I'm not supposed to go in, right?
Titus, man, come on. You shouldn't be like, since Toxin and I, nope, tells them that he's not a guardian. So now, of course, they get the grand idea of, oh, let's play a joke. Let's do something in which the summoner could die. That's funny. Yeah.
Yep.
No. Whatever.
I mean, you know, she does seem kind of like the type.
These precepts, man,
like that,
they
but.
Clearly do not need to be obeyed ever, is essentially what is going on here. Because, yes, they basically kick you down, so now you're down there, and naturally, as, I mean, he's just taking a page from Waka's, like, well, I'm down here, might as well just keep going. It's like, oh, yeah. you could wait where you're at. I mean, of course, then we wouldn't have a story.
Well, and it's funny, too, because it actually gives you the option at the door of go in and don't go in.
Right.
And I've literally done this just to test it. If you say don't go in, I mean, nothing happens. You can wait there forever. Nothing happens. So basically, you have to select go in.
Yep.
But I find it funny that they even give you the choice. Like, oh, no, I'll just wait here for a little bit longer.
Yeah, wait
maybe
here.
The game. Yeah, maybe a couple hours later.
Yeah, well, just let the game go to work. Let the game run for a little bit. And they'll be back and be like, what are you doing here? But no, here we go. We have the second cloister. These are going to start to get pretty confusing to describe to you, especially in the future ones. But, you know, we'll do our best. This one's pretty straightforward. Again, you have, you know, the same thing. You always have gliss spheres. Those are kind of just a flat blanket sphere. But the specific Kilika spheres here, hard to miss them. I mean, it's like a burning sphere, but those burn up the door. So anytime you put it into a door, remember you can, well, and you have to take it out and essentially just destroy the doors, push the podiums to the tiles and the destruction sphere. I mean, I know I blasted through that, but it's not too much to this one.
No, exactly. It's pretty simple. It's like what you said. You know, after the first door, there'll be a podium with a gliss sphere. You want to put that in the central, one of the central slots, and then it makes a glyph appear, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
Just like what you're saying. And the treasure for this one, you get a red armlet, which is actually really sweet. You definitely want to get the treasures from these for a lot of reasons, not just the equipment that you get, because this one for Kamari has Water Ward. I think it's Water Ward, Fire Ward, and Lightning.
Yeah, it's
Ward,
one of the other, it's three of them.
Like that.
Yeah. I mean, that's
pretty
good. Yes, definitely want to get those because, again, it's the completion thing for completing that cloister, which you definitely want to do for every single one. And once you just kind of make it all the way on through, it's everyone's like, dude, what's up, man? We've been waiting. No, they are not happy. I mean, you know, as expected, of course, he dumps it onto Donna and that big muscle head guy or whatever he calls
it. It was Donna and the muscle head man.
Yeah, the muscle head man. It's like, oh. And this one, you kind of have to wait a little bit. You could talk to each character and stuff. My favorite is when you try to go in and Kamari just smacks your shoulder back. It's like, psh. He tries to go in, psh, get staggered back. And he doesn't do anything. He'll gladly keep doing that to you forever, over and over and over again. No big deal. He doesn't like fully at one point stop. Be like, look, dude, stop trying to go in, you know?
I know. You just see Titus like slowly trying to move to it, and then he just gets slammed. It's like,
huh? Like, oh, what happened?
Yeah. But I mean, aside from that, you get an interesting scene with Waka and Lulu, where basically, you know, Yuna could get excommunicated because I guess it could be like distracting or
yes, the precepts.
You
must
know,
be
guardians. Obeyed. Exactly, guardians are supposed to be in there, so. All this kind of stuff.
Because the first thing you have to do before you walk in is clock in. You got to wipe your guardian seal over the little scanner. Beep. All right, you're
take
a guardian.
Take
you
your
can
shoes
go in.
Off.
Like it's not directed. It's just it's a social contract, as we soon learn. So how does anyone know? They're like, oh yeah, no, he's a guardian. He's cool. It's cool, man. Don't worry about it.
Well, exactly. And the thing that we're seeing too, just like what you said, you know, it's the story. Develops, and everybody who's played this game, you know that you find out a lot about this religion, right?
Yes.
But kind of to add to that, you know, I mean, we've been disobeying the precepts all this
day
time.
Day one, man.
And
you know, rebels.
Yuna's fine. She's still alive. She hasn't been excommunicated or anything.
Down with
like
Yevon.
That, so.
Woo!
You rebels.
Yeah, rebels.
So, yeah, you know, I mean, it's just kind of one of those things where. They're just kind of defying that. And,
I think you do learn a little bit more about the faith here, too. Isn't there also kind of the hymns playing in the background as well? And so, you know, I think he just asked, like, what's in there? And Lulu says it's like the faith. And I can't forget exactly, but essentially it's like people get trapped on statues. And that's like the Aeon power that is, you know, can be called on. You can call on them in the Aeons, essentially, is kind of how she breaks it up. So we get a little bit more about that because, I mean, essentially we think about Besaid. Yuna walked in. We don't know what was in there. And she walked out and boom, you know, now we have Valafor. And so this one, too, she walks in. She's going to come out and boom, we got something else. And so it's kind of like, what is in there? Like, what's happening?
And we find out a lot more about this later on in the game, but the way that
Yes.
she explains it is kind of like what you said. Yeah, it's the souls of people who gave basically their lives for others to call on them to fight sin,
Yep.
right? And which is pretty crazy when you think about it, because she says that they basically live eternally trapped in statues,
Yeah.
in the faith, which is
Kind of,
insane. It's like,
yeah.
who would volunteer for
Yeah,
that?
kind of a
But
crazy thing to actually think about, but yes. So without further ado, Yuna does come on out. She looks all staggered and tired still. So they, you're just leaving the temple and you're back outside again where the Luca goers met you. And I think Titus is just kind of, he's kind of lagging behind a little bit. And Yuna's asking, what's going on here and all that stuff. And Titus just kind of, he starts to, he rem remind, he's reminded of something he heard, right? The hymn. He knows that song somehow. And so he's kind of, I think that also has him in the whole funk, dealing with all this stuff. And so he's just kind of feeling really homesick.
exactly.
And
It
wants
he's
to know
having
what can
like
help him.
that's right, and he's like to scream real loud.
And she's like, oh, like, oh, he's just kidding. No, he was serious.
And he's having, flashbacks about Xanarkand and being the star player of the Xanarkand Aves and all that kind of stuff. So this is the point in the story where Titus starts to get pretty darn homesick.
Yep. And at this point, really, that's kind of it. I mean, you can go back to Kilika, like, essentially, is now we need to leave on the next boat to Luca, is kind of where it is. So, I mean, you can revisit, do any of the things that you didn't do, maybe visit the shop, since you'll probably have a little bit more gil or whatever else needs to be due. But just remember that, it will be a little while before you get back here. So, try to do as much as you can. You can always just look at all the Blitzball players too, and be like, oh, you guys suck here, don't you?
Yeah, we'll find out about that real soon because we're about to board the SS Winnow, I think, at this
Oh,
point,
yes.
and we're about to get to Luca, which means that, just gonna have to
Lot
run
of
Jack
info.
Shot and and kick the Luca goers' butts.
Oh, yes, of course. All right, well, that is going to wrap it up for our episode this time. If you do want to check out our Instagram, we have a lot of media going on there about all the content that we post about throughout the week. Same handle as what we have going on. And so, like I said, we kind of just follow our podcast. And so you expect to see that week's content on Instagram. It's just kind of a little fun thing to do. We also have YouTube up and running, as we've kind of explained. We have our videos of our playthroughs of 10 that are kind of going along with the podcast as well. And then there's also a little bit of a new kind of series that I'm doing with Final Fantasy 12, just kind of some job challenges, so fun stuff. And of course, we have our website. So much stuff to talk about here at the end, but we have our website. It is final stop for FinalFantasyTalks.com. Honestly, if you just go there, it has all the links for everything. It's got our blog there. You can listen to the episode right straight on the website if you want. So it's probably just kind of the best shot at navigating anywhere you want to with any of the content we're producing. Well, that's going to do it for us this time. I'm Mark.
And I'm Alex.
And this is Final Stop for Final Fantasy Talks.